Baker Mayfield, undraftable, off my board.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Hi guys, welcome in. We are live. We are checking in on a new week. Hopefully you had a great weekend. The weather in Ohio, I don't know where you are listening to this, could be listening anywhere. I check the audio stuff and sometimes we have people listening from Europe. We have some people listening in Asia. It's crazy. So wherever you are, hopefully the weather was great this past weekend and you had a great time. And thanks for joining us. We are going to get out in the weeds, a little strange here. We have broken this team down in almost every conceivable way. So through the draft, through free agency, through who's coming back. We will get to foes across the league, across the division in the next few days. I have three great guests lined up for three pods. We will talk about those other teams, and then we'll dive into more of the important Browns players. We're still doing chalk talks and stuff like that, but we're gonna experiment. We're gonna do some different things with angles to talk about this team, these players, that kind of stuff. So hopefully you're enjoying this. If not, then sorry. We're trying to be different and fun. And this idea came from my friend, who was actually my collegiate coach, Andy Bentley. He said, why don't you draft players, go through the Browns roster and draft players in positions they can't play. Almost like you're drafting a college or a high school football team. Because, in high school, these guys play weird positions. So, they play two ways. They play on offense, defense. They've got a history at these. So just kind of like draft a team. So I thought, okay, this would kind of be fun to draft a team. If the Browns did like an internal scrimmage to see who are the best football players across the board. You can play any position but the position you play. So, if you're a corner, you can't play safety because it's too close to what you normally do. If you're a linebacker, you can't play like defensive end. You can play defensive tackle kind of thing there. So, a wide receiver can't play tight end. Right? It's just seeing what guys can do in different positions. So, we'll try our best here. This is an inexact science. I have a depth chart to share with you that we're going to go from and take the names away from as we pick them. And I'm going to write down on this Browns notepad who we pick. That's how official we're getting here. Welcome in Browns Daily Mock. Steven, how are you, man?
Yo, looking forward to it. This should be interesting. Which one of us is going to grab the Scottish Hammer first?
You know my thought process, my friend.
That's what she said.
Anyway, we are going to go one by one. Steve's going to make a pick. I'm going to make a pick. He can have first pick because he's on visiting grounds. We're gonna get weird here, and hopefully you guys don't make too much fun of us, and we'll see which guys are the best football players. There's going to be obvious crossover at some obvious positions, but I do want to make one note about going forward. There will not be this podcast, and I'll remind people if they show up late, this podcast will no longer be an every night on air YouTube podcast. I will always have it's still an everyday pod. I'm still going to put it up on my RSS feed, OBR Film Breakdown. If you go to Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or whatever you do for pods, it will always be there. I'm doing it just audio form from now on. We're going to have some really exciting stuff going on at the OBR. Obviously, I will be involved in that. But it's a little bit too much to have a couple things on every night and keeping up with which is which. So we'll have just OBR-based things up every night. My OBR Film Breakdown podcast will be, like I said, you can listen to it through whatever podcast endeavor you choose to use. So it is not changing from a release schedule and all of that stuff every day and the weekend content. None of that changes. But for now, this is our retirement YouTube show, Steve. So let's make it a good one. You are up with the first pick. Who do you got?
Well, I'm glad I wore my good Hawaiian shirt then, if this is the farewell, give it a solid send off. First one's, probably pretty obvious. A lot of people. I'm going to pick my quarterback because that's who you want in any draft, and I'm going to take Jarvis to do that. Yeah. Just because, you look at some of the balls he's thrown over the past few years on those gimmick plays. I mean, the one against Dallas that he threw for the touchdown to Odell to kick it off last year—that was a freaking dot, man. I mean, he led him away from the defender to a good part of the field and let him run under it and everything. Mm-hmm. And he's shown he can stand in the pocket because almost every pass he's thrown, he just gets absolutely obliterated as soon as he lets it go. It's. I mean, you hate to laugh at somebody getting hit like that, but it's every single time. So I'm taking my quarterback first, and it's going to be Jarvis Landry. Plus, you know, just from a culture standpoint, you got to have Jarvis Landry.
I see what you did there. All right, Jarvis is off the board. I got no follow-up to that. Jarvis is going on the offensive side. I am going to take the only other guy I think throws the football pretty well, and that's Odell. He's going to be my quarterback. So you got to get guys that can throw the football a little bit, and Jarvis and Odell can do that. So we both drafted our quarterback. I haven't seen Odell throw a ton, but if you've caught videos of him, he's got a cannon, left-handed bomb, which is so funny that Jarvis and Odell are both left-handed. You know, just kind of strange, a little anecdote there.
Right.
All right, so we have two quarterbacks, air quotes, quarterbacks off the board. Your next pick, Steve.
Well, it's so weird because, you know, this exercise, you try to keep some semblance of how you build a team and the guardrail positions and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of silly when you're talking about drafting a guy at a different position to do it. But that's the route that I went, and so the next position that I took was my top edge rusher, and I'm taking Wyatt Teller to be my number one edge rusher.
Because
obviously he's big, he's got the length, he's fast enough, and he's just violent. And you know, one of the things most Browns fans, including myself, love about Wyatt is the just mean streak. I mean, he's just that guy that just loves seeing his guy with his face in the dirt, and that kind of nastiness, I think, really helps when you're trying to get to the quarterback from around the edge.
All right, so we have had every single pick coming from the offensive side of the ball so far. So every defensive player on the board still. That's what that means, typically. Let's see if we can pull up the defensive list here. Get rid of offense. I am going to take this guy who we all consider to be the best football player on the field, Myles Garrett. I could make him a running back. I have to declare. He's probably not quick. I'm going to put him at like a tight end, a big slot tight end, Myles Garrett. He's going to be listed as a tight end, but think Kyle Pitts for my imaginary Browns redraft football team. A guy who can line up outside and go jump over people and be an absolute menace in blocking schemes from that position. I'm going to take Myles as my tight end.
Interesting. He was going to be my starting left tackle, so I have a gaping hole on the left, on the blind side of Jarvis. Or actually, that's not Jarvis's blind side, is it? His front side front on my side. Offensive line there. So, yeah.
All right. Myles is gone. What you got?
I'm going to take a tight end as well, but I'm going to take another guy from the defense who we think is just an absolutely tremendous football player. I'm going to take JOK. I'm going to put the rook in as my move tight end. He's got the speed. He's got good hands when the ball comes near him. And I think with his athleticism, I think he would find ways to get open. And then he's fast enough once he got the ball that if he can make one guy miss, he could turn those, you know, 7-yard curls into 15, 20-yard gains.
I like it. It's a good pick. I'm going heavy, heavy skill positions. I'm going to take Denzel Ward to be a wide receiver for me. I'm just trying to make my offense good, because it's sustainable. So Denzel Ward's going to be a wide receiver for me. And I think we've taken two of the people that could really cover him. So, you know, we'll see who you got to cover these guys. You're up. So I'll remind everybody, I have Odell at quarterback, Myles Garrett as a tight end, and Denzel Ward's wide receiver. Steve has Jarvis at quarterback, Wyatt Teller at his defensive end, and JOK at his tight end.
Where do I want to go next? I've got a list here. This is how sick this is. I have a list of you know, positional guys, you know, listed as a depth chart almost. All right. Well, I'm going to take for my outside corner. I'm going to take my number one corner to stick with the guardrail positions. I'm going to go with DPJ.
Nice.
As my good outside pick. Corner.
Good pick.
He's got the speed. He's got the length. He's got the ball skills. You know, in reality, probably a little too tall, a little too rangy, would probably be better as a safety spot, but I got a couple other guys in mind for safety. So That's my CB1 is DPJ here.
Okay. Well, I'm not too worried about corner yet because I haven't seen you put anybody at wide receiver. I'll worry about that in a minute. I'm going to take – well, this is a tough one. I'm probably going to take Kareem Hunt here to play corner for me. He can do – or sorry, safety, because he can do a bunch of different things. He can play some man in the slot. If he's got to cover JOK, I think he can do it. I think he's got some ability there to blitz and be a rusher, also play as an enforcer in the run game. So I'm taking Kareem Hunt as sort of my what do we want to call that position? We'll call him a strong safety just for simplicity's sake. So strong safety, Kareem Hunt.
I know
he was on your board. He's a flexible player.
We're four picks in, and you're already doing specific matchups. You're trying to find your Lamar stopper is what you're looking for on defense. Oh, yeah.
Not a doubt about it.
All right. Well, my next pick was going to be the wide receiver. Hopefully your guy can cover, and I'm taking the second year guy coming back from injury. I'm putting Grant Delpit out there because I think he's got the athleticism. I think he's got the hands that he can move, I think he's big and tall and strong enough, and is familiar enough with route combination concepts that it wouldn't be that big of a change. For him to try and run some routes out there.
Okay, I like it. Some good names still on the board here. Some good names still on the board. We are going to take... Man. I really want flexibility. And I don't care about positional... But I just want good football players I think can do some things. I'm just going to take Nick Chubb, and I'm going to put him at linebacker. I'm just gonna plug him over there and say, hey man, find the football.
He was my starting mic.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna let him do. Somebody's maybe in the comments already know he was probably a mean linebacker at the high school level. They wanted to do that at Georgia. I'm sure he could have. All right, so I'm gonna recap our picks here as soon as I can get the offense to slowly go away. There it is. Okay, Steve's guys, Landry at quarterback, White Teller at DN. JOK at tight end, DPJ at corner, Grant Delpit wide receiver. I have Odell at quarterback, Miles at tight end, Denzel at my starting, probably my Z. Kareem Hunt, strong safety, and then Nick Chubb is my, he could be a Will or Mike. We'll make him a Mike. He's good enough. All right. You're up, my friend.
Do I want to go offense here, or do I want to grab somebody from my defense? Who do I have on my defense so far? Just my edge and my starting corner, right?
Wyatt Teller and DPJ, correct.
Right, okay. I'm going to give Teller some protection on his inside on for the three tech. I'm going to put Drew Forbes in there.
Okay.
As my three tech.
Okay.
For many of the same reasons that I liked Wyatt Teller at the edge. Drew Forbes is big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's violent. And I think given enough training, he could cause some havoc on the interior, especially with Wyatt out there drawing the double teams like he's going to.
I like it. I'm going to take John Johnson as my running back.
Damn it, that was my next pick.
I'm in your head, man.
This is ridiculous.
John Johnson's going to play running back for me. He's just going to be – he catches the football really well. Not blazingly fast, patient player. Think he's going to be a nice running back for us. I'm in on that.
All right. Yeah, you're doing to me what the Ravens do to the guys that we want to pick every year in the real draft.
Yep, 100%.
All right. Well, he was going to be my running back. My running back two, who now will be my running back one, apparently. I'm going to take Tony Fields. He's fast enough, shifty enough. He was going to be my change of pace guy that goes out in the slot on occasion, but apparently we're going to have to give him a few more tackles or a few more carries than we had anticipated.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tony Fields, running back, y'all. The running back, y'all. Remember the Titans reference. I'm going to go get another good wide receiver because why not? I'm going to go get Greg Newsome. I'm building outside in, just figuring some guys can figure it out, other positions. So Greg Newsome is going to play wide receiver for me. I think he's got ball skills, good fluid hips. So I think he could be a decent little wide receiver. So I don't have really anything else to add. Just I think he'd be okay. And I still feel good about the guys you have trying to cover him. So let's see what you got. Who you going next?
I'm going to stay in my offensive backfield at this point. Since I had to go with a smaller running back, I'm going to put a H-back slash inline tight end slash fullback in front of him in Jadeveon Clowney. Okay. Let the big guy clear the way for the little guy, but then he can also, you know, run a few routes, and he's plenty athletic. So,
oh yeah. Let me get rid of him. Boop, Clowney. All right. I am gonna make for this exercise. I don't really love it, but I need to do it. I'm going to make Tommy Togiai my right tackle. I think he's strong and agile. He's probably a guard, but, you know, these guys aren't built like tackles on this side of the football. So you got to make the best of it. I might not love this later, but I think Tommy Togiai is going to be my right tackle.
I'm gonna give my pass rush another boost. You know, this is gonna seem like I'm just flipping guys from one position to the other, but I took Wyatt Teller, the guard, and made him edge on one side. I'm gonna take Joel Bitonio and make him the edge on the other side, because they're plenty athletic to get out there, and I think he'd be able to get around your Tommy Togiai.
All right, fair enough. Joel is going to be your edge. You're probably right. Well, I would imagine both teams just get abused in pass protection. I'm going to take Jack Conklin to play my three. No, he'll be an edge. Jack can be an edge. He's going to be an edge for me.
All right. Andrew Billings at right tackle.
Okay. See, now we're cooking, folks. I like it. All right, so Conklin's off the board. Who did you just take? Billings.
Andrew Billings, right tackle.
All right. Andrew Billings. I have a right tackle. I'm going to take Malik Jackson to play left tackle for me. I think he can handle that, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not.
We are taking this way too serious.
Well, way too serious, but I love it. All right.
Let's see. I'm going to switch over to the defense here. You know what? Give me Kadarryl Hodge as my other outside corner. I'm going to go with big, tall length guys.
I like it. I'm going to take – I like Hodge there. That's actually a good pick. I'm going to take David Njoku as my other edge.
Damn it.
Ooh, somebody commented that too. Nice. We're on the same wavelength. So I have Conklin as my strong edge and Njoku as my weak edge.
Give me Rashard Higgins as my strong safety.
Okay. And I would imagine Higgins would just be good enough at that, like he is at everything on a football field. He's good enough. Okay, so I got that. You already took Bitonio. Bitonio's gone. I'm going to take Michael Dunn to be my three tech.
All right, I'll take the same position. Give me James Hudson as my other three tech.
It's a good pick because we know he has experience on that side of the ball. I didn't even have him in this depth chart, so we don't have to delete that. This was before the draft. Okay. So, interesting names still left on the board. All right. I'm trying to just calculate some things. Interesting athletes. Now it gets in the... I'm probably going to go with... Where can I play him? I think Ronnie Harrison is like another running back if we want to do two running back sets.
Maybe an H-back?
Yeah, something like that. He's tough. H-back, which is kind of what you did with Clowney a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm doing it. We're going to do it live.
Give me my I know that reference. That was a good one. Give me, since I've got sort of a mauler out at right tackle, give me somebody super athletic to snap the ball and get out around the edge. Give me Porter Gustin as my center.
Good pick. I'm going to take Jordan Elliott to be my center because he's got sneaky decent feet.
Took my right guard.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go.
You could always take Nick Harris to be your free safety.
I could, and it's on the list. But I'm gonna go. We've pretty much, as far as the lines go, we've pretty much just swapped offensive for defensive because they're all big enough, that kind of stuff. I'm gonna go a little bit outside of that. I'm gonna go a little bit outside that. For my left guard, I'm gonna take Malcolm Smith. I just think he's savvy enough and athletic enough and smart enough and experienced enough that he can at least, you know, get in the way. He may not be a guy that knocks a lot of people into the dirt, but he'll get in your way. He's fast enough to get out around the edge.
All right. So where is he? Malcolm Smith. Right. I'm going to take... Oh, that's a good suggestion. I'm going to take Dimitri Felton to play. Nah, he can't. That's cheating. He's going to be my free safety.
Damn it.
He can't play something close to his position, and putting him at slot is too close to his position. So Felton's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Shoot, what's left here? I need another wide receiver, don't I? Give me Brian Allen. He played it in high school, and he's damn fast. I know he's way down the depth chart at fringe 53 guy, but plenty fast. Played offense in high school. Played offense a little bit his freshman year at Utah.
Okay. I think you're going to need some linebackers. I don't see any linebackers. Just
yeah, you took them both.
I know, I'm like that. I have another linebacker that I have my eye on right now. Because I only have one. I'm going to take Andy Janovich to play linebacker.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
I would. You could put Baker there.
I'm going to take Harrison Bryan as a linebacker.
Good call.
Okay, so what do I have here? What do I still need?
All right. Okay, so for me, where could I play some of these guys on offense? I don't even know. I don't even know, folks. I got left tackles Malik Jackson. My right tackles Tommy Togiai. I think I need some interior guys. I have Jordan Elliott center, but I need some guards. So Marvin Wilson's going to be a right guard for me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of running out of guys that can play on the offensive line here, can't I? Aren't I?
Yeah, we'd have to get into some practice squad guys.
All right, give me Tack at left tackle.
Okay. Tack. All the K's on that. Left tackle. Okay. This is good enough. We've done a pretty nice list here of guys. I mean, you know, if we wanted Baker to be my punter, he could be my punter. you know, this is fun though. I wanted to look at which guys kind of fit other positions. So we'll go through and you guys can kind of tell us which one you think is better. And then I'll probably post to Twitter too so we can figure out which one we think. Steve, you took Jarvis Landry as your quarterback, Wyatt Teller as your DN, JOK as your tight end, Donovan Peoples-Jones, one of your corners, Grant Delpit, your wide receiver, Drew Forbes, your three tech, Tony Fields, your running back, Jadeveon Clowney, your fullback, H-back hybrid there. Joel Bitonio, one of your other edges, so he'd be opposite Wyatt Teller. Andrew Billings is your right tackle. Your left tackle is Tack McKinley. Your left guard is Malcolm Smith. Porter Gustin is your center. Kadarius Hodge is your corner to go along with DPJ. Higgins is your strong safety. Your wide receivers, you have Brian Allen and Grant Delpit, who I mentioned earlier. Joel Bitonio, I mentioned, is one of your edges. James Hudson's your three tech. And Harrison Bryant is one of your linebackers. Who else do you want to play linebacker? You get one more linebacker pick.
Well, my next pick was going to be Ryan Switzer at free safety, but as nice. for a linebacker, gosh, because you
it's all right. You could take Switzer at free safety. That's a good pick.
Who would play? Who else left that could even play linebacker?
I see a guy. Could just kind of do it. I mean, you could throw Dearness back there. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Him or Carlson. Probably Dearness. Yeah.
Okay. So Dearness is your rounds out your team. So I would probably okay, I have quarterback is Odell, tight end is Miles. Denzel is my wide receiver, Greg Newsom's a wide receiver. And then Kareem Hunt is my strong safety, Nick Chubb is my linebacker, my Mike. John Johnson's my running back. Tommy Togiai is my right tackle. Malik Jackson's the left tackle. Jack Conklin and David Njoku are the edges. Michael Dunn is my interior three tech. Ronnie Harrison's another like fullback hybrid H position. Jordan Elliott's my center. Marvin Wilson's my right guard. So I have left tackle. I need one more guard. I guess my other guard would be Malik McDowell. I could do that. All right, and then, I don't know. I think I picked most of my positions. We could probably both use a slot to round this out. You get a slot player.
Slot corner or a slot
receiver? Yeah, I would say we'll do both. You get a corner and a receiver.
All right, let me take a look here.
I'll let you have the first one.
A slot corner and a slot receiver.
So go slot receiver because I have the defense up right now.
Okay, slot receiver. Greg Newsom, you took. You know what? Give me Greedy.
Okay. All right. So Greedy's your slot wide receiver. My slot wide receiver, I'll take Troy Hill.
That was who I was debating between those two. Yeah.
Yeah.
And slot corner.
You want Austin Hooper?
yeah, he doesn't have the feet for the slot. Fulton was going to be my slot. You know what? He's a little oversized for it, but give me Derek Willis.
Good call. And then so Willis is your nickel, and then my nickel will be JoJo Natson.
I was going to say that's about the only one left.
Yes, that is by default. So, guys who didn't get picked, J.C. Treader didn't get picked, Jed Wills didn't get picked, Nick Harris didn't get picked, Chris Hubbard, Austin Hooper, Baker technically didn't get picked. None of the quarterbacks got picked. Sorry, guys. You're out, man. You're not real football players. You're not real football players. Let's go back up, look at the other side. Jacob Phillips didn't get picked. Kind of a surprise. Sheldon Goodwin, Richard LeCount, kind of surprised. No picks. We did end up picking Troy Hill and Greedy, so I'll get those off the screen here. All right. That's who's left. Curtis Weaver, Malik. I did take Malik McDowell, so he would be off.
And Joe Jackson Brian left. Allen.
You did take Brian Allen. You did.
Yeah, Jacob Phillips could be a solid tight end.
Oh, for sure. He's athletic enough to play that role.
Elijah Lee, too. Back. Elijah Lee can really run, man.
I mean, Anthony Walker could probably play, like, the guard or something. You know, he's going against like some people I think he could at least kind of get in the way of. This was fun. This was a different thing. I hope you enjoyed this different thing that we did. It was unique. You might have hated it, but if you hated it, let me know and we won't do it again. But this is the time to try weird new things. So we tried a weird new thing. Tell us where we're stupid. Tell us where we're right. Send me your Browns opposite or what do we call this? The inverted draft. They can't play their positions. We'll call this the inverted mock draft. Send me yours. Let me know what you think. A reminder that we will not be putting these OBR film breakdowns on YouTube anymore, like a five-day-a-week show like we have. So please, if you are not, subscribe to that podcast, however you do get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, whatever. Don't miss an episode. That's the best way to hear it, is by checking it out. I will still be checking out on podcast platforms. I will still be doing like Baker Mayfield film rooms throughout the year. I'll be a guest on things we do at the OBR, all those different things. So this OBR channel is going nowhere. Just not going to put this podcast up. Steve, thanks for joining me, my man.
That was fun, man. It was, it's interesting. You got to get your brain backwards almost. It's kind of, we should probably try to do this during the middle of draft season next year, just to get out of a rut. You know,
yeah,
just to, that way you look at things a little different. It's kind of like the draft version of standing on your desk in what was the Robin Williams movie?
Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. It's kind of like the similar to that. It just makes you look at it a little different. That was fun.
We're trying to do. Good time. So yeah, this is what the Browns would do if they had a if someone came into their locker room and said, "I want to see this right now. I have $1 billion in a briefcase. You have to do it and pick your teams." And a lot of these guys, we'd find a role for these others that aren't here, but we can only go for so long. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Please let me know why you think my team is the best, because that's obvious.
And, 13-4.
13-4. Hell yeah. All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy. guys, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you didn't, sorry, we'll be back tomorrow. We're probably going to check in on the Bengals, I believe, is the guest for tomorrow. So we're going to chat about what the Bengals did and how they are going to find a way to keep losing to the Browns. So check us out tomorrow. That will only be, again, on the OBR Film Breakdown podcast feed. So Apple, Spotify, however. You guys have been a blast on YouTube every night checking out this show. Whenever Steve and I, whoever the guest is, have popped on. So I appreciate you guys doing that. But again, this is not the end of anything OBR. This is just a different wavelength for where this podcast will go. Appreciate you guys. Good night. Go Browns.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.